Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's hashtag third hour. Thank you, Mike, for the intro. Sorry, Robbie, you got shook by Keith there the last segment. And I know you weren't expecting, probably. You thought a friendly voice and we were going to have just ourselves a good old time. And all of a sudden, just swear words dropped out of nowhere like a Masvidal interview.
It was a good old time, though, that call. And then just...
It wasn't.
Just like all parties, at the end of a party, there's always the consequences. You know?
All right, so what was going on with this man in the at the Bass Pro Shop, Robbie? Can you give us some details on the story of what the hell happened?
So this man from Louisiana, he is seen, you know, he's just swimming inside of the aquarium at the Bass Pro Shop. He had been arrested. He went into the tank as part of a TikTok stunt. he said that if he got 2,000 likes...
You got that there, TikTok? Oh, my God. A TikTok. And so he's hightailing it out of there. And so what? They must have gotten his security footage or something like that?
Yeah, he said that if he got 2,000 likes, he would jump into the tank. I got way more than that. I didn't want to be a liar. Oh, I'm glad he's got integrity.
Oh, so he's got the old Tobin.
It said the store determined that it would incur the cost for emptying the tank and cleaning the 13,000-gallon tank after the alleged stunt, prompting filing a complaint with the police, as the local TV stations have reported.
He left behind his coronavirus mask and hat, which I can't imagine could spread coronavirus to fishes.
Yeah, that's true. Like, what is the idea? Like, so is the idea that they have to sanitize it because they think the fishes are going to get corona?
No, to protect the animals.
From what? Have you seen what these animals live in?
I know. I don't understand. What do they have to clean? So they're saying
they have to
empty out the whole tank.
He's charged with a simple criminal damage to property, a misdemeanor, in the Bossier City Police Department. Huh.
I don't even know where that is.
Well, apparently it's near Shreveport, because the Shreveport TV station was one that reports. So it's not your part of Louisiana, Leroy. It's not Ed Reed's part of Louisiana.
Shreveport? Woo!
It's the hay bubble.
Ain't got nothing to do up there besides fishing and hunting.
It's the hay bubble. Watch this part of Louisiana.
I believe I was Kane's quarterback. Brock Berlin. He's from Shreveport.
Oh, yeah. Shreveport. Isn't that where the Canes didn't score any points?
That is exactly where the Canes did not score any points.
Interesting. All right, let's get to headlines. What do we got, Robbie?
This is WAXYAM South Miami and WSFSFM HD2 Miramar, a radio.com sports station.
Dolphins defensive tackle Devon Godshaw is going to join us in about 15 minutes.
I guess theoretically somebody else could jump into that pool and get coronavirus from that guy. Theoretically, maybe that's why they have to sanitize it.
I don't think they can.
Dude, hold on. First of all, for the most part, those fish have been taken out of the hood and put into, right? With that clean water being fed, they don't even have to, everybody get fed their own special food. Like, yeah.
I can't lie, though. I definitely have gone to Bass Pro Shop and thought to myself, I'd like to take a dip in there.
To just go under and look and
I just want to go. Yeah, just go for a little swimmy swim. Hang out with the bass, the catfish. I got some big old catfish.
You think they're hanging out with you?
I don't know. I think if you ask most people, if you've gone to Bass Pro Shop, have you thought about jumping into the aquarium? Most people have thought, yeah.
No!
Oh, yeah.
No, I have not.
Not that they would do it, but have they thought about it? Oh, yeah.
No!
Oh, yeah.
Are you crazy?
Yeah. Have you been to a Bass Pro Shop?
It's awesome.
A lot. What do you think? Black folks don't...
No, I don't see many black folks in Bass Pro Shop.
Got great camera.
Have you met Redneck Crowder? Jeez.
I don't know. Does Crowder go to Bass Pro Shop?
Where does he get his fishing stuff? Walmart?
Yeah, I get my fishing stuff at Walmart. Bass Pro Shop's it's kind of a highfalutin place for rednecks.
It's right. Right. Dude, I'm telling you. Once you said it's highfalutin for rednecks, that means that pretty much every person of your ilk that have gone in there have thought about jumping in that water.
I think so.
And they have a friend named Bubba.
Hey there, Bubba.
Bubba, I'm telling you right now, I'm doing it today. We gonna jump in that water.
What do you got?
You won't worry about something nibbling on you?
Nah, they're all freshwater fish. They don't have barracuda in there or nothing.
And guess what? You know you ain't going to be able to swim away. I mean, that little stroll he was taking. Wouldn't it have been something if he had dropped his keys? He tried to make an escape. He go, I got to go back. I mean, is that him swimming across? Is that worse than catching the same damn fish every time during the fishing classes?
Oh, man. Every time. The same dumb fish.
You're right. The same bass. None of the other fish care. They say, hey, Cletus, there's a hook on the end of that shrimp. What? Every time. Cletus, when the people are standing around looking, they want you to beat that shrimp. Nope. Throw him right back in. What's up, fellas? Get away from us, dummy.
Well, speaking of redneck gators,
I did put a poll up. Has the thought ever crossed your mind to jump into the Bass Pro Shop aquarium?
And the other poll should be, are you white or are you black? Because you know why? That's a 99% to 1% thing. And I might know the only two black people that would do it. Crowder being one. Well, Crowder, I don't know. I seen him try to jump over a creek, and it wasn't too pleasant.
That's all right. Me and Crowder were the same when it comes to jumping.
I'm sure he would love to hear that. I'm sure he would love to hear he has the same athletic ability as Brendan Tucker.
Yeah, listen, sometimes you think you still got some spring in your step, and you just your body says no. What else you got, Robbie?
The only difference between you two is that he intercepted Tom Brady one time.
That's true. That's true. What do you got,
all
Robbie?
Right, well, speaking of redneck gators, the New York Mets are leaving the door open for Tim Tebow to be a part of the 60-man player pool.
Bro, give it up already with this Tim Tebow playing baseball. Jesus. Oh, enough already. Done, my enough. The dude stinks at baseball. Enough.
Can we just say Tim Tebow had a great run at sports to not be that good?
Dude, I find it pathetic at this point. You can go – you know, he's one of the rare guys. He's such a good – he's such a an icon. He can go do good stuff. And I'm not saying that he doesn't. He doesn't need sports. He doesn't need this. It's all right. Look,
but if they offered him the opportunity, would he ever say no and say, you know what, I ain't that good?
No, I think he's gonna go.
So is it their fault?
No, it's not their. It is his fault. Right. It is his fault. Every once in a while, he hits a meatball over the fence. Oh, Tebow. Yeah, he's a strong guy. Good. He gets a home run. He stinks.
What'd he bat like? 180?
Last year? He hit 163 last year, a 240 on base percentage. Oof. He hit four home runs for a power hitter. Alleged power hitter.
I think he should go to, I'm going to tell you right now. Right now, he should be playing for the Catholic Softball League. All they do is throw meatballs. Nobody cusses.
We need right there. He needs a Terry Francona to hype him up like he did with Jordan's baseball career.
Oh, my goodness.
He is. He was 2-for-13 this spring with a home run. 154. He did have a let's see, would he walk a bunch? Yeah, he got four walks. He got that batter's eye getting up a little bit.
Notice, they got him as far away from the mound as possible.
Oh, geez. Yeah, it's enough already with the Tim Tebow playing baseball. Jesus.
Like, you know what? It's okay. It's okay that he sucks at sports right now. There's no, like...
There's no shame.
Right. But people, like, you're a hater. You just don't like Tim Tebow. You know, I try to make the situations or the circumstances fit. Okay, you want Tim Tebow on the baseball field for your team?
How old is he now? He's 32 years old. He's going to be 33 next month.
Think about this. Him and Cam were in the same college, and Cam is still playing football. Won MVP, went to a Super Bowl, and Tim Tebow's claim to fame is he has an overtime win in the playoffs with the worst defense ever played on a football play.
I just hate it so much. And you know what's going to happen? This is what's going to happen with him. He's going to go play in the majors. He's going to get that first game. Someone's going to make a mistake, throw a big fat meatball. He'll hit a home run, and then he'll hit like 100 the rest of his career. Whatever that is. People are like, oh my God, he did it. Tim Tebow has a spark for the moment. God.
Tebow time.
You think Mets fans are happy or sad that they're thinking about rolling Tim Tebow out?
They're Mets fans, dude. It's the lowest of the low. I mean, they're losers to begin with. So what does it matter?
So do you hate the Mets because of the fans? Or do you hate the Mets because you just hate the Mets?
Why not both?
No, I'm just saying because...
I hate them for their fans and I hate them for their team.
New Orleans hates Atlanta because we just grew up hating Atlanta, but we also hate their football team. Baseball team, we don't care.
I don't like anything about them. Anything.
Is it a New York thing?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, but I don't hate Yankees fans nearly as much as I hate Mets fans. I don't care about New York fans. You know, I like to see my father sad, and I have the 0-3 World Series for life, so I could always just hold that over his head. Like, I just texted him the other day, hey, game 6 is on. Check it on out. He sends me a middle finger emoji.
Well, I'm sure those conversations are sparkling.
Oh, yeah, they are. Trust me. Mets fans. We got Tim Tebow! Hey, Mike, what do you think this guy can do, sir? I think it could be the next Benny Agbayani.
Just going through all the names you like to say.
Ray Ordonez. Remember John Franco's? Enough. Move on with your life. You pizza-stained, jerseyed dummies.
Oh, by the way, somebody said with a year's training, I'm sure Tebow can be a 300 hitter with 40 home runs.
That's not how year's training works.
But that's the way you made it sound.
That's not how it works.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You know what? I'm watching year's this training.
Year's training, he has to already be, he had at one time had to be good at it at an elite level. So with a year's training.
That's not the caveat you put in it.
With a year's training.
With a year, he could get the guts. He could dial one up.
No, dial it up. I said Dan Marino could dial it up because he was, of course, he's one of the greatest quarterbacks of all time. So he could dial it up with a year's training.
Okay, but he'll be a year older. He's 60, right?
Dan Marino?
Yeah.
I don't think he's quite 60.
No, he's
83.
He's like 59.
He's going to be 59 in September.
Right.
So, Dan the man.
In a year, he'd be 60. You ain't dialing up nothing.
All I need him to do,
that little box of vitamins.
All I need him to do right now is dial up his wisdom for Tua Tagovailoa.
You think?
Oh yeah.
I always wondered because Dan Marino had unique arm in that he had a cannon and he had a really quick release. So it enabled him to wait a little bit longer and be more patient than a lot of guys can be because they don't have those abilities.
Mm-hmm.
What could he teach a guy that doesn't have that ability? Because it's quarterback is trial and error. You got to learn where you can throw the ball and where you can't.
The only way you're
going to learn that is playing.
Agreed. I'm sure he tried to teach Ryan Tannehill, but Tannehill just couldn't take. You know, some ducks can't swim.
That might be the dumbest thing you've ever said. Some ducks can't swim.
Yeah.
Ducks don't swim.
They swim.
No, they don't.
Oh, really? What do you call it when they're in the water?
That's not swimming.
What do you call it? Floating?
They got a lifeboat on their ass, dummy.
Oh,
they float.
Dude, that is swimming. What are you talking about?
That's not swimming.
What do you call it? Walking on water?
So you say what a duck does when he goes across the pond with that inner tube around his ass, that's swimming?
That's swimming. He paddles.
Get out. Go. Go. I'm pulling it up.
You're going to pull up what? Do ducks swim?
Siri, do ducks swim?
This reminds me of the famous chicken and egg debate you guys had a couple years ago.
This is the dumbest thing I've ever heard from you. How could you even question, do ducks swim? Of course they swim.
That's considered swimming?
Yes. You ever hear the doggy paddle?
Yeah.
Same thing.
Except with only two legs.
Yeah. They're more efficient. They have webbed feet.
Oh, my God. Some birds can't fly. So.
All right. Right up from Google. All right. All ducks have what's known as a uropelagial gland or an oil gland near the base of their tail. They have webbed feet, which allows them to paddle and swim in the water more smoothly. You're welcome. Apologize.
No, that's not swimming.
Apologize. It's not. Oh, okay.
It's like those birds that go underwater, those nasty, ugly birds that are always sunning.
Yeah.
Those birds can swim.
No.
But floating across like a boat across a pond is not swimming.
What do you call it, boating?
I don't know. Just...
It's swimming, dude. It's swimming. Right. It's swimming. You sound
Somebody
silly.
Said, let this one. I will not let it go. That's dude. Not swimming.
You sound silly.
All right. Whatever.
Let's get to Dolphins defensive tackle Devon Godshaw. He joins us next. This guy is an absolute menace up the middle, Leroy. How about this? I saw this up on Twitter, Leroy. How would you like to know this? That Devon Godshaw, 32 stops against the run in 2019, most among interior defenders. The man is an absolute menace up the middle, and we appreciate him joining us. Devon, thank you for the time, man. Much appreciated.
Thanks for having me, man.
So that was an impressive stat that I just read, man. You were an absolute menace, and I saw you on Twitter say this is just the start. I guess... From the buildup that you've had of your career, how is that confidence coming along? Just year after year, more experience in the league. What do you feel like that next step's going to be for you?
I mean, man, it starts. You know, the whole thing starts about training in the off season. You know, eating right. You know, taking care of your body. You know, with treatment and things like that. But I think for me, like the next step is just build on last year and continue to prove. Continue to work on things like pass rush and just continue to be a great leader on the field.
How difficult is it with? The COVID and not being able to go around the facility. And I know, one of the things for me was going to the facility got me in the right frame of mind, even when I didn't want to. And you weren't able to do that. So how difficult was it just doing it around your house and finding something to do that way?
And it's tough, man, because you got to motivate yourself, But I look at myself as, self-motivation. But, not being in the gym, not really working out, man, you got to motivate yourself, tell yourself you got to do it. And, someone is always watching. I kind of like had that same mindset all the time. I got up, every morning, and made sure I got to work out and made sure I was active because I know, like when I go back, I don't want to be, out of shape and things like that. So I think, when you have things like that to motivate you, I think is, you know, pretty much self-explanatory to get up and go work out.
Speaking of working out, I don't know, Devon, have you seen this Coach Flores this offseason? I saw him at these press conferences. Dude looks like he's like deadlifting a gazillion pounds out there. Have you seen what's Coach Flo like in the weight room? Because this man looks like he's throwing it up, man. Those shoulder shrugs, though, are no joke.
I haven't saw him much in the weight room, but I can just talk about him on the field, man. I mean, you're going to get from him every day. You know, he's going to be consistent with you. You know, he wants competition. He wants guys to compete at practice at a high level each and every day, instead of bringing guys into for other guys to compete with. And, you know, like, he just wants the best, man. You know, like, mental toughness, physical toughness, and you want a disciplined team, you know, and a smart team. So, I mean, I just think, you know, when you add all those things, all those intangibles to a football team, I mean, that's the things that you need to win. I mean, and you know, everybody, you know, accordingly, you know, everybody wants to win a Super Bowl.
Now, I'm curious about this. I know when I first got into the league and I got to Cleveland, I had always won, had success in Michigan, had success in high school. Cleveland had success before I got there. In my first year, we went 3-13. When your season started, with all the positivity you guys had going into camp, and then you have 15 new guys, and the season starting off the way it was, how tough was that?
Man, it's very tough. I was telling you, guys, many guys on the team, no disrespect, man, I didn't even know their name. Towards the season, because, I mean, we were just picking up guys week in, week out, but I mean, we tried to find guys that, you know, match our team, that match our chemistry, that match our toughness. So I think, you know, when he did that, you know, he was, you know, sending a point, you know, he was just letting guys know that, you know, like, this is the way it's going to be, you know, I mean, like, whether you in or out, you know, I mean, so I think, you know, once you add things like that, I mean, you kind of, you know, take serious notice, like, okay, man, this guy's not playing no game, which is Coach Flo. I mean, so you take those intangibles, you know, and bring them in the season, you know, with adding new guys and things like that. I mean, you know, you have to be on your P's and Q's, which, you know, if not, I mean, you can be going too. But I think when you have a coach like that, man, it just makes you play at a high level. And the coach, you know, he wants the best out of you each and every week. So I think he makes you play at a high level.
Well, you guys, like, I mean, I know that a lot of the media doesn't get into you, but everybody was kind of given the idea that the Dolphins were, quote unquote, tanking last year. And, like, when it was brought up to him, he felt like you heard him feel physically ill in his answers. Like, I don't even want to hear things like that. And, like, we're all just kind of learning about it. We're watching Coach Flo. But, like, I remember, like, really, we were talking about the first week after, like, he tore into an official. Like, he absolutely ripped into him. Like, did you guys see that fiery stuff, or did that even, like, catch you by surprise? Like, whoa, like, he really gets after the officials. That guy goes to bat for us.
I mean, I didn't really see him get after the official until, like, the New York Jets game in New York, you know. I don't like to use the words cheating, but they cheated us. I mean, let's be honest. They gave us a bad call towards the end of the game, but I mean, it is what it is. I mean, it's football, but I mean, when you have a guy like that going to fight for his players, I mean, you want to go out there and give 110% each and every play, because you know your coach is going to have your back if the referee makes something wrong or something happened in the game. So I think, you know, like I said, I mean, I'm always serious, but that's like self-explanatory. But I mean, when you have a guy like that that's going to go to battle for you, man, and, you know, have your back, you know, day in, day out, man, you know what I mean? You got to love that, you know, as a player.
We're talking to Devon Godshall. Join us. So give us a little talk about this. So during the off season, I'm sure you're trying to get some things going, and I understand that you're into gaming. That you checked out this thing, this Ultimate Gamer. I went to this event too, man. Yeah. This thing was crazy. It was like WWE brought to gaming. So what was your time like at the event, and like how much do you get into this with the video games and all that type of stuff?
I mean, I didn't really play the Call of Duty because I'm not all that, you know. I'm solid, but I'm not like Kyle Van Noy. You know, he loves Call of Duty. I mean, he's like got his whole headset. He got his whole screen. I mean, he loves Call of Duty. But I'm a big like Madden guy. I don't really care for NBA 2K, but I'm a big Madden, NFL Madden. So, I mean, I had a chance to battle a guy there, you know, end up beating him, of course, you know. But I think, you know, I mean, I think it was a pretty awesome event, man, to put on, like, for the fans, for the guys who love the, you know, game a lot, you know. Awesome event, you know, had a couple people there. So I think it was awesome for me to show my face there and to, you know, game with the guys, and to meet new people, and to meet, you know, to learn things that they love about games that I do too.
You, like, since you've been with the Dolphins in your young career, man, like, you really have been a guy who seems like he's out in the community. You're one of those guys who you know, it seems like you're in touch with the fans, all that type of stuff. Were you always like that in college, or did you make an effort, like, you wanted to be like that when you got to the pros? Where did that stuff come from for you?
Nah, I wasn't like that in college. I'm not even sitting here and lie. I wasn't like that in college. I was kind of like, I wouldn't say like shy, but I'm just a guy, like, you know, I'm just about my business. You know, I don't really talk a lot. You know, I'm all about action. You know, so I mean, I think, you know, like when I got to the lead, it just kind of, you know, just hit me like, okay, like the fans are important, you know, like the fans, you know, come and watch this play. So maybe after the game, I can get one of my pair of cleats, a pair of gloves, you know, like it wouldn't help. Then I really started getting into it, you know, seeing guys like Kenny Stills, you know, Walter Payton Man of the Year nominee for the Miami Dolphins, things he did in the community. I'm like, okay, I want to be that guy too. So, you know, my second year really hit me. Then my third year, then it really took off.
What was it like? Because Leroy, you know, he tells me about what, like, football was like in Louisiana. What was it like growing up playing high school ball there, but then going to LSU and just,
man,
you know,
staying the best state for football? It's hands down. Hey. Louisiana's the best state for football.
I was telling him, I say, you go to a high school game down here, you get 2,000 people, everybody excited. I said, man, when I was in St. Louis, we averaged like 15,000 to 20,000 just for the band.
Especially the year that I came out of high school, like in the New Orleans area, and like where I'm from, Plaquemine, you know, like around by Baton Rouge, you know, but the New Orleans, when they had St. Louis, when they had Leonard Fournette, and, you know, you had Edna Carr had Speedy Knowles, you know, so, I mean, it was, I mean, 2,000 at the game, I mean, that was light. I mean, that was life for those games. I mean, and you see people at these games, like, oh, it's packed, man, in Louisiana, man, that's normal, special. I think high school in Louisiana, they kind of downgraded a little bit, but like the year when, like, 2011, when you had Jeremy Hill, Kenny Hill, you all those guys, and then 2012, 2013, 2014, my year, you know, man, high school football in Louisiana was, man, I mean, Friday nights, man, I'm telling you, it was special.
You know what, I want to get this out right now. Because I've been making a point about this. The Dolphins have signed all these cornerbacks and safeties and DBs. Will you please let these people know, with no pass rush, they are average?
100%. Any DB. I mean, you got to have that 1-2 combo. You know, you look at Jalen Ramsey with Jacksonville. You have four Pro Bowlers on the D-line. Calais Campbell, Malik Jackson, Yannick Ngakoue. I mean, you had, you know, still guys like Dante Flower. You had Marcel Darius. So, I mean, you had Pro Bowl players on the D-line. So, I mean, then you look at a guy like Richard Sherman when he was with Seattle. Richard Sherman when he was with the 49ers. Nick Bosa, Dee Ford, Eric Armstead. You know, I mean, I could go on and on. DeForest Buckner, you know, I mean, so. But then when he was – Richard Sherman was blessed to have – and Richard Sherman is great. I love Richard Sherman. I love his attitude. I love his work ethic. I love everything about him. You look at Seattle, Michael Bennett, Cliff Averill. I mean, he had dudes and he had dogs in front of him. He had guys who, we up by 21, let's go get the quarterback. That's all. And even when you're not up by 21, they go and hunt the quarterback. So, I mean, Richard Sherman was blessed with great guys. And, you know, Rich, I mean, you look at Jalen Ramsey with the Rams, like he got that beast in front of him. You know, he got Aaron Donald. So I mean, you know, you really have to be blessed with great D linemen. And if you're a D lineman, you got to be blessed with great guys in the back end that can make him hold the ball for 3-4 seconds.
Now, when you saw these signings, you know, did you think, okay, that means we got to do something up front?
Oh, 100%, man. We had a Shaq Lawson, we had Emmanuel Ogbah. You know, I'm excited about both of those guys on the edge. So and then you got, you know, me in the middle, you got Christian Wilkins, you got, you know, a couple more guys. So I mean, I'm very excited about it, you know. I'm very excited about the season, man. You know, like no one's gonna win a Super Bowl today, you know. So that's why, you know, as a team, you know, you wanna still work, you know, even though with this pandemic, you wanna still work, you wanna still make sure you're working out because you know, everybody have the same common goal. And the common goal is, I mean, if you tell me that you don't have this common goal, then you're lying. Every common goal is to win a Super Bowl. I mean, everybody worked this hard to win a Super Bowl, you know, I mean, and everybody have, you know, individual things they want to achieve, like Pro Bowl, All Pro, you know, Hall of Fame, all that other stuff. I mean, which is great, you know what I mean? I mean, in my opinion, that's why you play the game. But I mean, I feel like the common goal is to win a Super Bowl. So, you know, to look back 30 years, 40 years from now and be like, okay, me and, you know, like, we won a Super Bowl with Coach Flores. I'm going here speaking into existence. We won a Super Bowl with Coach Flo. You know, I mean, look back 30, 40 years, you know, when you have like a, you know, like a, you know, like a, reunite, you know, coming back to the Miami Dolphins, you know, stadium, and you look at it like, okay, we got our banner hanging up, you know, 30 years, you know, 30 years ago, we won a Super Bowl.
What was your first reaction when you saw the news that Cam Newton signed with the Patriots?
I mean, I love it because I love competition. So, I mean, you know, I think, you know, I'm very excited for him, you know, signing. I think, you know, it was too long. You know, he should have been signed with somebody. But, I mean, that's on another note. But, I mean, he, you know, I'm very excited for him. I'm very excited to compete against him. You know, I know, you know, And the thing about why I'm so excited, because I know he's hungry. And I know he have that, you know, he have a monster over there, head coach who's really good at what he does. So, I mean, I'm excited about it.
Give me a feeling of this. So, I know your guy's Joe Burrow because, you know, he won a national championship for your beloved LSU Tigers. But you guys drafted Tua Tagovailoa, so who you got? I mean, straight up, Joe Burrow or Tua Tagovailoa?
What?
Come on, man.
I'm making
you put pressure on me like
I'm
that.
I'm putting pressure on you, Devon. Let's go. Come on.
Don't answer it. Let me tell you about this trickster. Right? Yeah. I deal with this every day.
And he must think I'm a rookie or something.
No, he just wants to turn around and look at me and say, see? See, even Joe Burrow's guy likes Tua. That's what he wants to do.
He don't must think I'm a fool or something.
Yep. Don't let him get you. Don't let him get you. I got a question for you. Am I old because my favorite game is Mortal Kombat?
Because you old because your favorite game is Mortal Kombat? No, you like games. Like the guy I was playing with at the game at the Ultimate Game thing. I mean, this guy had to be like 40 years old. Playing, you know, he loved Madden, he loved Dragon Ball Z. He loved all that. You know, like, I mean, so you're not old because you love Mortal Kombat. No.
You know, I never, when I got married, my kids never saw me play football, right? Yeah. So for my son to see me on Madden, he flips out. He's like, man, I said, I used to play football, right? Like, I have to, like, prove to him that I actually play. It's a crazy thing.
Yeah, it's not bad that you like Mortal Kombat. I mean, it's got guys who, you know, older than you still play games.
How much trash talking are you doing during gaming?
I do a lot of trash talking during when I'm playing video games. I do a lot. Like, I make guys feel bad, especially when I'm up.
Yeah, because they can't hit you.
Are you talking as much trash as your guy Devontae Parker is on Instagram?
Hold up. You said what?
I said, are you talking as much trash as your guy Devontae Parker is on Instagram?
Man, I mean, he had a great year, man.
I like the fact that he's getting to Peacock a little bit.
He had a great year, you know. I'm excited about it. I mean, I'm excited about him talking, you know, as long as he backs it up. I'm excited about it.
Well, Devon, we're looking forward to your season, man. It's you had a good year last year, and I know you got a lot of big expectations. You mentioned all the signs, a lot of big things to come. So thanks for spending some time with us, man. We really appreciate it. And all the best this year, man. Stay healthy. You and your family stay healthy in the midst of all this craziness. And we're looking forward to watching you play.
Thank you, my guy. Appreciate it. Thank you.
All righty.
All right.
See you, man. I think
I wasn't going to let you get that.
I think we know that he thinks Tua is better than Joe Burrow.
I think we know. No. I had to cut him up, but then, you know, he said he must think I'm an amateur. So he was hip to your game.
Nah, he's good with the media game, man. He knows.
You are now throwing silly sauce. The silly sauce frequently came out during interviews.
My silly sauce knows no shame.
None. Zero.
Thanks to Devon Godshot for joining us, and we'll be back after this.
This is number one champion sound. Yeah, Estelle, we about to get down. Who the hottest in the world right now? Just
welcome back, everybody. They give me a pound. Tell them put the money in my hand. Right, we're going to London Town, love there, Leroy.
Yeah, that's a shame what you try to do to that young fella.
What are you talking about?
What are you calling? Come on.
What? I just wanted to know if he backs his, does he back his fellow LSU Tiger? Tiger? No. Or does he back his new quarterback who's going to take him to a Super Bowl?
Yeah.
What? That's a bad spot I put him in?
Yeah. There's no win.
Oh, there is.
If he says, I'm always going to be with my guy, you know, that won,
but two is better.
Won my school championship.
Yeah, but two is better.
Right? Okay. You think he thinks Burrow's better than Tua?
No, I don't, actually.
Okay. All right.
I think if he thought Burrow was better, I think if he thought Burrow was better, he would have said it.
No, I just think he realizes that that's a no win question.
It's a win question. Who do you care? You care about LSU or you care about the Dolphins right now? Fin's up.
He was wearing an LSU shirt.
Oh, that's true. I saw him out on the golf course yesterday, too. He was driving around, getting some golf on, smoking some cigars. Gotcha's living the life. Good for him.
Big boy. Big boy.
That was an impressive stat that I had though yesterday. He led the league last year in interior run stops from that that third rate website Pro Football Focus, but still a good stat.
Yeah, but that's because they threw for 1 million yards against him.
Well, listen,
the old IRS interior run stops.
We call instead of chow down, he's the tax collector.
Jeez.
By the way, speaking of golf, I hit some golf balls over the weekend. I didn't play the course. I was just hitting balls in the driving range. And I couldn't, like, my hands got, like, so inflamed, I couldn't, like, grip anything the rest of the day. I couldn't believe it. Just from hitting innocent
Rusty?
Golf balls. Yeah.
By the way,
yeah.
First of all, you shouldn't be holding it that tight. And you probably didn't have a glove.
You hit with a glove?
Yeah, no. Well, you have the glove on one hand. You don't have the glove on both hands.
You shouldn't be holding it that tight. The glove is for the hand that has the most pressure on the golf club.
Yeah, if you're a right-handed golfer, you glove the left hand. And that's right. What I did. And both of my hands were like, I couldn't grip anything.
Because you had the jaws of life on the club, Robbie.
The whole day, I had to ice my hands and everything.
We have a couple polls out there right now. Very, very important. Do ducks swim is the first one, yes or no?
Really?
Yeah, do ducks swim. And right now, 82% of the vote says yes. And I've even been sent a video by our listener, Evan, who sends me a video of a duck actually going underwater and swimming, too.
Okay.
So.
Well, then that changes it. I said that the ducks don't go underwater. If they go underwater, that's technically swimming.
The swimmers. And then the other one, of course, probably morely hotly contested right now, has the thought ever crossed your mind to jump into the Bass Pro Shop Aquarium? 54% of the audience right now saying yes. Yes, it has. You guys can go vote on those polls at Brendan_Tobin and at 790 The Ticket.
I can give you my update on my poll. I'm totally disappointed.
Why?
To be honest with you.
Because that many people think that Tua is better than Cam Newton?
Final results. Almost 1,300 votes in.
Big poll.
Cam Newton squeaks it out, 53-47%.
Yeah.
That's, keep in mind, let's just be honest about this.
Yep.
An NFL MVP to a quarterback who hasn't thrown a pass in the NFL.
Correct.
And it's that close. Right? Like, he wasn't even the best quarterback in college.
Well, I'm going to tell you something right now, man. I don't know what... I don't think there's anybody who could do less wrong in their mind right now than Tua.
I know. I know. And it's kind of a... Here. This is a bad question to ask down here. When the phrase tanking for Tua has been used for the last 2 years.
Yep.
So, you know, that's a question. But think about this. We didn't think like this when Dan Marino came to town, right?
No.
No.
I mean, I was young, obviously.
Think about this.
I wasn't even born during Dan Marino's rookie year.
Let me think of the quarterbacks that came out with hype and the quarterbacks that were, got the, So, Tom Brady,
Yeah.
Right? Peyton Manning, the hype.
Hype.
And was worth it. Andrew Luck, the hype.
Hype.
And was worth it. Aaron Rodgers, right?
No, a lot of people, there was split because there were Packers fans who didn't want Brett Favre to leave.
Right. Let's see, who else? Let's go with Philip Rivers. Yeah, they were excited.
You gotta tie him with Eli because it would save.
We gotta tie him with Eli.
Traded for each other.
Who's like the Dolphins quarterback? The Dolphins quarterback who had the most hype, was it Henny? Well, of late?
Well, I mean, Stephen Ross said that he was going to be the next Marino.
I think Henny's probably the guy. Like, I don't even feel like Tannehill had that much hype behind him.
Oh, my goodness.
I remember when they signed Brandon Marshall.
Tobin, did you text this in?
What?
53-47%. And when you consider polls have a 3% margin of error, That's a 50-50 tie. I'll take it.
Fat thumbs. You got to equate for fat thumbs.
Wait. Stop texting your own text line. I mean, who else? Who else came out with, like, serious hype? I would say Matthew Stafford did.
Yeah, Matthew Stafford came out with hype. I'm trying to think of the Dolphins quarterbacks, though. Like, the guys, people were probably most hyped. People were pretty hyped for Pat White. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
People were pretty hyped for Pat White.
The Wildcat package.
Yeah, people were pretty hyped for that, idiots. Yeah, I feel like Henny had more hype than Tannehill did.
Yeah. I mean,
people were excited.
Really, can you have a lot of hype for a quarterback that's not taken high in the draft?
Well, I think the problem was people were so drunk on the Parcells punch that they thought whatever he brought, the tuna, that was going to work out.
He did.
But that was tuna hype. That wasn't Henny hype.
Yeah, but it goes hand in hand. Like, they're like, yeah, we're going to maul people. We got Jake Long, and we haven't even unveiled Chad Henne yet because we got Pennington. And then they thought that there was, that Henne was going to cook for a year, and it was basically like getting a first-round pick.
Who's actually a Super Bowl-winning quarterback?
Oh,
get out of here. Go to hell. Don't do that.
Wait, when he does ESPN, when he starts doing those shows,
he's like, get up.
They're going to say Super Bowl-winning quarterback.
Oh, they should not do that.
That's what they're going to do.
They should not do that. That would make me
so mad. I'm telling you.
That would make me so mad.
At least he knows where the end zone is.
Man. I mean, is there a bigger gaffe other than the Miracle in the Meadowlands?
I can't believe the people they have up on that. Listen, they got Orlovsky, who doesn't know where the end zone is. They got Tannenbaum, destroyer of all caps. Foot Fetish McGee, Rex Ryan. Like, it's quite a band that they got up there doing the football on Get Up.
See, I look at Rex Ryan and I think he would be football Barkley, but he goes overboard. He went overboard too early, right? Because you know when you have to come in the next day and say, Coach Ryan, you have something you want to say? Yeah, perhaps I went a little too far with the.
Yeah, what was that? Yeah. He said about Amari Cooper, right? He said, what did he say, Robbie? Do you remember what his quote was? He got some dicey. It was something about him showing up late or something like that.
That he never shows up for the playoffs.
Let's
something
see.
Like
Rex,
that.
Ryan, Amari Cooper comment. Oh, he called him a turd. He's a disappearing act and a turd. And he had to apologize for that.
See, but that's. See, when you have to try too hard to say that thing, that means it's not genuine. Barkley, whether you hate what he says or not, he's just being Barkley. Right? When guys get in front of the camera and they feel like they have to throw some cheese on it, right? That's when they go awry. That's when it goes wrong. That's why you gotta get the apology.
Yeah, I don't think football has a Barkley. You know what I think is actually the closest to Barkley is probably Steve Smith. I've seen him on television.
Oh.
Because Steve Smith's great at football. He also he's got a little bit of anger to him.
And he has no tolerance for certain things in football.
Yeah.
Like, he's old school.
Yeah. I like Steve Smith on television. I wish he was on, like, you know, a bigger platform because I feel like he's kind of second tier at NFL Network and he should be, I think, higher up.
Does that make Does that make Michael Irvin Shaq?
Yeah, because their number one guys are Marshall, Irvin, Dion. Those are their top. Those are like and Kurt Warner. Those are like their top four guys.
Marshall's not even there.
He's not? Oh, that's right.
Jesus.
Sorry, man. So it's Irvin, Kurt Warner, and Dion Sanders.
Now, I think Dion is entertaining without really saying anything negative about anybody.
Plus, he's got the Santa beard now.
Oh, man, he looks like Hood Papa Smurf. Shannon Sharp?
Yeah, Shannon Sharp's great, but Shannon Sharp's kind of blossomed out of that. Like, he's just on all topics now. You know? Like, he's up there putting the silly hat on Skip Bayless now.
Ooh, bigger gaffe, Olavsky or J.R. Smith? Olavsky. Because we've had people call timeouts or not call timeouts in basketball before, and it's just, it happened to him, but it's happened to other guys.
Speaking
what about, who's the when remember North Carolina played, I forget who they played, when the guy threw it to the wrong threw it to James Worthy.
Oh, I think it was
at the end of the game.
Yeah, it was Georgetown.
Georgetown, right. When he went woohoo and he threw it to the wrong guy. That's a pretty big gap.
Well, if you're going by the all time catcher, what about the guy who ran the wrong way? Way back in the day.
Leonard Marshall. No. It wasn't Leonard Marshall.
It was a Marshall. You're right.
It was a Marshall. Let me tell you something. That dude right there, when I met him, he had the biggest hands I have ever seen. It was unbelievable.
Jim Marshall.
He's different.
What about what about the Florida Gators blocking themselves?
Oh,
they do that once a year though. Like, wait. We needed mics on the players. When did they realize to stop? Hey, dumbass, you're blocking me.
A certain Miami Heat player has had enough with people not wearing a mask. We'll tell you about it next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.